人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事。欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
亲爱的听众朋友们，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目，我是小袁。今天我们非常有幸的请到华盛顿州州长的候选人Lau Garcia 博士来参加我们的节目。 Welcome Dr. Garcia.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
那我们也感谢陆毅担任这次采访的翻译。
谢谢台长，谢谢。
好，那我们是上周啊，就是在中国海景大酒楼参加一个活动，那么非常高兴的得知，来自古巴的难民啊，就是然后现在是Yakima County 的一名急诊的医生，就是Lau Garcia 博士，他呢，要参加华盛顿州今年华盛顿州的州长的竞选。那么Garcia 博士呢，他是一个非常传奇的人物，那么我们也是非常荣幸有这个机会向我们华人的那个听众观众朋友们介绍Garcia 博士。
Last week I just heard a great news. I was very happy to introduce Dr. Garcia to our Chinese community. And Dr. Garcia is a refugee from Cuba, and now he's an emergency physician in Yakima County, and he's an entrepreneur. Dr. Garcia is running for Washington State Governor. So I'm very glad to introduce him to our Chinese listeners.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
我们第一个问题就是想问一下 Garcia 博士，您为什么会打算参加竞选的。
Our first question, Dr. Garcia, could you please tell us why you're running for governor?
Okay. Well, the decision came because I have been in the front lines of the COVID pandemic for the last few months. And I started seeing things that I didn't like.The first is that we did not shield our most vulnerable population. And unfortunately, the elderly started getting sick from nursing homes and dying. The second thing that I didn't like was that we had the first wave under control and our hospitals were empty and ready to treat patients, and we had to startfurloughing nurses and doctors because there was no one to treat. So at that time, I believe we should have opened up our cities again responsibly and let our economy restart, which did not happen.
OK, 我这个竞选州长的决定呢，是源自于我在过去几个月当中在 COVID-19 与病毒抗战，因为我是一名医生，我在与病毒抗战第一线工作。那在过去几个月的工作中呢，我发现了一些我不太喜欢和认同的事情。第一件事情呢，就是我们没有能够很好的保护我们的弱势群体。比方说，我们很多的老人院的老人，他们都得了病，去世了。那么这个弱势群体没有受到很好的照顾。那还有一个呢，就是我看到在我们第一波，当我们的病毒在最初是得到控制的情况下，医院呢也是比较空的，我们也有能力去接待更多的病人。那个时候我认为我们应该更多的开放我们的城市，发展我们的经济，而我认为我们是错过了这样一个机会。
So I did not see an interest in having a balance between the health of our citizens and the health of our businesses. And many small businesses have suffered a lot because of it.
所以呢，我就是看到了我们没有在人的健康的方面以及在小企业的健康在这两者之间取得一个平衡的发展，所以很多人呢都因此受到了痛苦。
But the one thing that really propelled me to stand and say I'm going to do something about this is because I saw one branch of government, the executive branch, taking control of the people without any checks and balances from the other branches of government. So one branch of government took control and has mandated and not educated people. And it reminded me a lot of Cuba, where I was born, which we had a very big controlling government.
那其中最重要的一个激发我站出来做些什么的原因呢，是因为我看到我们政府当中的一个分支，就是我们的政府当中的行政分支，它没有很好的平衡与其他的政府部门之间的关系，而是采取了一个控制人的手段，去强制的命令一些，而没有得到是就是普及教育，就是没有得到很好的教育和推广，就采取了一些政府的强制行为，用行政手段来强制。那这个呢，使我想起了我自己原来的国家古巴，也是有一个非常独裁强制的政府，所以让我的感觉非常不好，是我想站出来做些什么。
我下一个问题就是，在那个处理新冠病毒疫情这个方面，您是不是觉得可以比现任州长英斯利做得更好
？Thank you, Doctor. My next question is, we're wondering how can you do better than Governor Inslee on handling the COVID-19 crisis?
So we need a balance between the health of our citizens and the health of our businesses. That has not happened. We need accountability in our state when someone does a bad job, they need to get fired. That has not happened. We have lost $650 million in the unemployment fund, no one fired. We have no interest in the balance of the health of our citizens and the health of our people. So no accountability and no interest in our state really coming back economically and being healthy. And not educating people. So I don't believe in a big government. I don't believe in totalitarianism. Like I said, that reminded me of Cuba. In a government that took my independence, it took my family's land, and that is what we're walking towards here in this state. We have let, in this state, criminals go into our streets and destroy businesses that are already destroyed with the pandemic. We cannot have lawlessness in our streets.We have to have safety for our people. People look for government to give them safety and to give them security, to give them a good education for their children and roads to go to work. What we have become in this government is a big government that has control of people, that wants to continue to have control and mandate.Not put education as a priority and let criminals run the streets. We have reached a point where we need change. Change is vital and required at this point.
那么他Dr. Garcia 呢认为我们的现在的政府啊，他没有在市民健康和商业健康当中获得取得一个平衡。他认为我们是需要一个可以负责任的政府。就是什么意思呢？就是说，如果当一个政府官员他没有做到 他的工作，那么应该采取一个问责制，就是他应该被解雇。那我们现在已经丢失了7500万美元的这个财富失去了，所以他没有看到我们可以在有一个平衡的利益，在健康与商业之间获得一个平衡。所以那他政府没有采取一个教育民众的手段，而是采取了一个强行的用行政手段来控制的强制的手段。那么他觉得这种事不能让这种情况继续下去。这时他想起了在他的古巴有他的公民的独立性，或者他家庭的一些土地都被政府强行夺走，就像使他想起了这些类似的记忆。那他说现在一些罪犯呢在破坏企业，在破坏一些商家，那就是一些就政府我们的城市我们的州是不能出现没有法律这样子的状况，因为老百姓指望着政府来给我们提供安全可靠的环境以提供教育。那现在的政府呢是非常庞大，而是采取一种强行控制行政手段强行控制的措施，却他又认为应该是教育优先，我们的政府我们的州现在急需改变，改变的是非常非常重要的。
我们也知道高谢博士呢他在自己的竞选的宣传那个传单上面啊写的是 first do no harm， 就是首先不要伤害啊，那么就是认为华盛顿州的人民最重要的就是健康，那么您能不能展开讲一讲。
We know that you said first do no harm in regard health as paramount importance to the people of Washington state. Why do you think so? Could you explain some to us?
We have a big problem in our mental health in Washington state. We have a big deficit in mental illness. This is one of the causes why we have so many homeless people in the street, because they don't want to leave the street. They have mental illness and they have drug addiction. This is all part of healthcare that we would like to focus and find solutions for. The last 8 years, Governor Inslee has done nothing to better this problem. And unfortunately, in Seattle and in Bellevue and in Spokane and in other cities around the state, the homeless problem has become very big without solutions. I believe we treat the cause and stop putting band-aids on symptoms, the cause being mental illness and drug addiction. We need to build programs to get people off the streets, off of drugs, into a job, into a new life. We have to get people mental health in their health care, and we need better health care for our citizens in Washington state. I believe that I have great plans to make them come true.
他说我们现在呢就是有一个大的问题，我们最大的问题是我们的精神健康问题，我们有很多人都有了精神方面的一些疾病，这也是他认为我们现在西雅图最有一那个无家可归这个流浪汉这个问题的一个重要的原因。因为那些人呢他们并不想要回家，他们有药物上瘾，那这个问题还有一些心理疾病。那在过去8年中的州长 Jay Inslee 呢是什么都没有做，在这方面没有改进。那他认为这也是造成了这个现在西雅图啊 Bellevue 或者 Spokane 这些地方出现了很多无家可归人的问这个问题是越来越严重。那么他认为我们要解决这个根因根本的原因，而不要是在就是贴一块邦迪，就是消解一些症状而已。他认为我们要根本治这个原因呢，就是心理健康，解决他们的药物上瘾，要让那些人重新去工作，重新开始新的生活，要保护人的心理健康。他认为我在这个他自己啊，在这个医疗方面有非常好的措施可以解决这个问题。
嗯。太好了，那如果啊，就是这个新冠疫情，会比我们想象的 持续的时间还要长，比如说超过今年，明年还有。然后就是您有没有什么方案能够一方面能够使得华盛顿的居民健康，另一方面呢也能使得华盛顿州的这个business 啊，就是业务啊，就是生产经营也能够不受到大的影响。
So if COVID-19 lasts longer than we expected, do you have any solution to keep people healthy and business thriving at the same time?
Yes, certainly. And I think that the key point here is educating the people. So people have the right education to make the right decisions. We have an event coming in November where the flu season will hit, and COVID has not been finished yet. So my proposal, when I win the primary on August 4th, very important that I win the primary on August 4th, is to go to every single hospital and make sure that we have a plan to help the community. In the medical side, right now, we are more confident than ever to treat COVID-19. And most cases are treated from home. Most cases that come to my emergency department go home. 9 out of 10 people go home. So yes, we are having more cases and it will continue, but we are treating it well, better than ever. I think that we will have a plan so when the flu hits in November, we can tackle both the flu and COVID and not let the people have fear and panic. This is achieved with education. On the business side, we need to let our mom and pop stores open responsibly. Perhaps they will wear masks and they will take precautions to wash their hands and make sure that the customers do the same. I think that we will beat this virus that way, but we cannot forget our economy. Our economy needs to start again and be fruitful. We can have that balance between the health of our citizens and the health of our businesses.
他说他当然是有办法了，然后他认为其中最关键的因素呢是教育，因为我们要通过正确的教育来让人引导人们做出正确的决定。那接下来就有一个事件了，就是在11月份应该是会有一个流感的季节来到，那么 COVID-19 到时候可能还是没有结束。那所以他说在他8月4号赢得初选以后呢，他非常重要的一个举措就是他要到每个医院去来就策划计划来帮助这些医院迎接这样一个流感，面对这样一个流感和COVID-19 这个季节。那么他说他现在是比以前更加有自信了，那来做好这样一件事。在他的诊所里呢，10个病人当中有9个他会让他们回家，在家庭接受治疗，这样子也会有更好的治疗。那我们他认为我们可以战胜病毒，不能让老百姓有恐惧感，这一切呢都是要通过教育来获得的。他认为商店啊杂货店呢、正常还是应该正常的开，但是我们需要记得洗手，保持社交距离，我们不能让我们的经济就是衰败下去，经济也要获得成功。那这个两点，就人的健康与经济的成功，他有信心是可以做到平衡的。
And I am a microbiologist immunologist, so this is my thing. This is something that I know well.
那么他呢，是一位微生物专家，同时也是一位免疫学专家，所以这个是他的专业领域，他非常了解，他可以做好。
您是否觉得现任州长耶斯利在教育方面的工作做得怎么样，就是然后呢您是否觉得您能够比他做得更好？
Do you think the current governor did a good job in education and how can you do better?
I think that the present governor did a horrible job in education. what the present governor has done is mandate and not educate. This is not the role of government. The role of government is to help people and to represent the people and educate the people so the people can make their own decisions and help their families. This is not what has been done. This is a big reason why I'm running for office, because government is here to open opportunities. And we as immigrants know that this country, with hard work, we can make opportunities happen. But the government is there to help us, not to limit our growth. There has to be more education for the people in this pandemic, and certainly more education so we can have the knowledge to help our families.
那么他认为我们的政府呢做的工作实在是太糟糕了，因为政府现在州长现在做的工作呢是强制通过行政强制来执行，但是这个不是政府应该做的角色，政府应该做的是教育，应该通过教育来引导居民市民自己做出好的决定。那么他政府应该是帮助我们来创造更多的机会。那么作为一个移民呢，我就相他相信啊，只要通过努力，我们可以创造出更多的机会。但是政府的存在应该是来帮助我们，而不是来限制我们。所以他认为应该有更多的教育，而不是通过行政手段。不仅是在这个应对就是全球大流行的疫情这个情况，也是在今后的这个政府的工作中应该不应该通过强制，而是应该通过教育来引导。
This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
现在是美国西部时间晚上10点整。这里是西雅图中文电台。
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Chinese Radio Seattle.
声声有情。
1150 AM, 西雅图中文电台。
这里是您的信息中心。
这里是您的心灵港湾。
这里是您的精神家园。
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 App 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM98.9 Channel 3。
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100，就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线2066198698，2066198698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
热烈祝贺！
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 西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文电台，
开播8周年。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮。请您向具有 501c3 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话2066198698，2066198698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。
那我有一个 follow up question， 就是，您觉得怎样才能够更加合理的使用那个政府在教育方面的经费？怎样才能更好的使用那个经费？
How can we use better the the funding, the money the government has in education?
Certainly. When talking about education in for our children and education for our young men and women, we need to have meaningful work, not busy work. We have concentrated a lot under this administration in creating bureaucracy instead of having the power be given to the teachers and the classroom. We need a stronger education system, and not necessarily more expensive, just more efficient. We need a stronger primary school so our kids are better prepared to compete with the rest of the world. We need history and civics back into our classroom so we don't have people out there trying to tear down statues without knowing what they're doing or whose statue is that or what those individuals actually did for our country. It is very unpatriotic. So we need to teach our kids the work ethic and the history and the civics that make them better people. In high school, we need to develop programs, running starts for those students that don't go to college. Most of our children do, but those that do not, maybe they can have a running start in a trade school or a tech school or apprentices for construction or other honorable jobs, that when they finish in 12th grade, they will have a job set up for them already because they have been working at it for a few years in high school. Better education system that is meaningful, not just busy work.
他认为好的教育呢，就是教育年轻人，教育我们的孩子是更有价值有意义的教育，而不是就是简单的做得更多做得更忙就好了。他说我们应该有一个更有效的系统，比方说在小学里呢，就要教小孩这个把历史教育把文明教育就教给小孩，而不是看到街上有人推倒了一个塑像就连是谁推倒了什么这个塑像这个雕塑是哪一个历史人物做出了什么样的贡献就不知道，那这个他认为是非常可悲的。那应该在小学阶段，就初级教育阶段呢，就是多进行这种历史啊文化啊方面的教育。那么到了高中呢，他认为应该展开一些就是技术教育，或者做一些展开一些教育的一个项目，让一些没有上大学或者不计划上大学的人也具备一些工，当他们十二年级毕业的时候啊，也具备一些进入社会的工作的技能，比方说可以搞一些技术学院，或者为企业做一些人才培训，打造一些商业技术培训项目，那么这些人在十二年级毕业以后呢，也具备一定的工作技能。所以他认为好的教育不是做简单就是更忙，而是要更有效更有意义。
我们知道前一段时间西雅图有一个叫Capitol Hill Organized Protest， 就是 CHOP。 那么我们很想知道，就是 Garcia 博士对这个 CHOP 这个事情是怎么看待的。
We would like to know, how do you think about the CHOP, the Seattle Capitol Hill Organized Protest Area? What is your opinion on that?
Yes. So we have a right under the Constitution to protest, but we do not have a right to become criminals. And criminals need to go to jail. And we do not have a right to take over a piece of the United States and call it our own. That is not okay. And not supporting the police was a horrible step.In the governance of this state and this city in Seattle, we need decisive leadership. And decisive leadership would not have let that happen. Decisive leadership does not let domestic terrorists take over a piece of land of our country. Decisive leadership does not let protesters become criminals and steal and loot from businesses and set cars on fire and destroy our streets. We need leadership that will erase all that and keep people safe. A government that is here for the people and that they can trust. We need to support our police. We need to have law and order on our streets. And we cannot let criminals have lawlessness.
宪法赋予我们公民抗议的权利，但是呢，我们不可以犯罪，我们没有犯罪的权利。那罪犯就应该被送到监狱 里去。那这个和平，我们一定要有和平，而不能有这样的暴乱。所以不支持警察，这是一个非常可怕的判断。那么我们是一个，我们现在缺乏一个有决断力的政府，一个有决断力的政府是不会让这些事情发生的，是不会让国内的一些恐怖分子去占领一块土地，也不可以让抗议者，变成了那个放火、抢劫商店这样一些暴动变成了罪犯，我们需要一个有力的政府。我们可以值得信任的政府来抹平这一切混乱的行为。我们需要支持警察，需要法治和秩序。我们需要绝对的安全，不可以出现这些暴乱的场景。
那西雅图市政府已经削减了警察的经费，削减了50%。那么，对这样的事情，就是如果您作为州长的话，应该怎么处理？
Seattle City has decided to defund 50% to the police. So as a governor, how would you handle this kind of situation?
So I am willing to come to the table and have negotiations because I think that that's how we resolve things and find solutions.So I'm willing to sit down and talk about defunding the police. But I think that you will see when we sit down and discuss all the training that the police needs to go through and all the wants of these same people that are saying defunding the police, they will understand that not only do we need to not defund the police, we need to give more money to the police to have proper training.To protect our citizens. And I would sit with the Seattle City Council and King County as a governor and talk to them about their inability to have good leadership to protect our citizens. We need that decisive leadership to protect our citizens, and defunding the police is not the answer.
他说如果他是 州长的话呢，他愿意选择坐下来坐在桌边进行谈判，进行讨论这个问题。那么在这个讨论中呢，他就是会认为我们会发现这个对警察的培训这个工作是非常重要。那这些要求削减的人呢，他们就会明白我们不仅不能削减警察的资金，而且我们要增加给他们的资金，来进行更好的培训，来保证这些警察有能力保卫我们市民的安全。那他说他会跟西雅图市议会的人就是坐下来一起来讨论这个事情。那一个有决断力的政府才能够做好这件事。那么取消或者减少警察的资金的是不是一项好的决定？
我们知道华盛顿州过去20多年一直是蓝色的州，就是州长一直都是民主党人，然后您作为一个共和党的挑战者是不是认为自己有比较好的机会来战胜在现在在任的那个民主党的州长？如果您进入那个大选的话，
各位亲爱的听众朋友，西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。
如果您成为我们西雅图中文电台的会员，您将获得中文电台的包括茶杯、 T 恤衫等纪念品。
您也有机会获得西雅图中文电台一年一度的春节晚会、台庆晚会的免费门票，以及免费在西雅图中文电台做广告等。当然还有更多餐馆就餐、参加活动等打折机会。
加入西雅图中文电台的会员，您就和来自全世界的众多会员一起成为西雅图中文电台这个大家庭的一员，帮助西雅图中文电台的电波在空中更久的飘扬。
请拨打会员热线电话206-619-8698，206-619-8698，或者访问中文电台网站 ChineseRadioSeattle.com/membership。
Crossings TV、Comcast 有线电视、Xfinity 152台，为西雅图华人观众送上豪华中文电视节目大餐。东方新闻、凤凰卫视新闻、非诚勿扰、一站到底、芝麻开门，每天还有精彩电视剧和更多资讯和娱乐节目，请记得收看 Crossings TV、 Comcast 有线电视、 Xfinity 152台。查询详细节目信息请访问 www.crossingstv.com。
因为我们知道华盛顿州一直是一个蓝色的州，就是那个一直是民主党当州长的一个州，就是过去20几年。那么您如果进入大选的话，您作为一个共和党的挑战者，是不是认为自己有机会战胜现任的那个民主党的州长？
As Washington State has been a blue state for many years, do you think as a Republican you have a good chance to beat the incumbent Democrat governor if you enter the general election?
Yes, I think that I am the best Republican that has the only chance to beat the incumbent governor, and that is because I have offered unity in my candidacy. It will not be about being Democrat or Republican. It's about coming to the middle and finding solutions, like the great politicians that have come in our country, like Bob Dole, who taught me, was great at coming to the table and finding solutions, Democrat and Republicans together for a better Washington. And I feel that it could happen. I am an immigrant. I'm an immigrant that feels that we have come to this country to work hard and open opportunities. And I feel that there's a lot like me here in Washington. It doesn't matter if it's a Republican or a Democrat. We're going to vote for the best person. And I believe that I have a better message and a better future than what I have seen from this governor.
是的，我认为我是共和党中最好的，也是唯一有机会来战胜在位的民主党州长的人选，因为我所给大家提供的是团结的精神。我们不管是共和党还是民主党，那我呢是一个在中间能够提供好解决方案的这样一个候选人，我们一起就是共和党和民主党一起建立更加美好的华盛顿州。那作为一个移民呢，我是相信努力工作我们就可以创造更多的机会。我感觉在我们华盛顿州呢有很多跟我一样的人，那我所承诺的呢是最好的，是更好的未来，所以我认为我是最有希望唯一有机会的这样一名共和党候选人。
嗯，我还有一个问题，就是您作为一个共和党人啊，然后就是共和党的候选人，然后共和党呢传统上来说是更加保守的，那么如果您当选为州长的话，是不是会推动一些跟现任州长完全不同的一些政策？举个例子，就是比如说现在州政府在推动的对儿童的性教育，然后还有就是平权法案叫 affirmative action， 还有那个枪支对枪支的购买者的背景调查等等，这些方面就是您的政策是不是会跟现任州长有很大的不同？
As a Republican, which we normally think could be more conservative, would you advocate fundamentally different policy than Governor Inslee, for example, in the areas of sex education for children, affirmative action, or even like a more strict background checks for gun buyers, okay, that kind of problems?
Yes. So Most definitely. I think that passing this sex education for children was an absurd ideology. This is something that we are going to reverse November 3rd with the help of so many great people that did referendum 90. And we got twice as many signatures as we needed to reverse that. We have great activists in our community that pay attention to the legislature and just doesn't let them pass anything just because. So that is the great accountability that we have been able to have until now. It's not coming from the government, it's coming from the citizens. Number two, you talked about affirmative action. Certainly support, again, the activist movement that corrected our legislature. Affirmative action, it's okay to lift people who have not had the same opportunity. But once you're in the same level, you need to compete. I am not a governor that is going to put quotas on businesses and ask them that they have to hire certain people. They should always hire the best people. That was two, sex education and affirmative action. And the last one was, if you could—
background check for gun buyers.
Oh, background, yes. So here is my feeling on that. Because I am very passionate about mental health, I believe we have to focus on that and make sure that the arms are in the right hands. I do not want to be the governor that has a tragedy in our streets or in our schools. So we must make sure that the firearms are in the proper hands.
Okay. 那他说的是，是绝对的，尤其是就是对小孩儿，就是儿童进行性教育这样的一个法令呢，是非常非常荒唐的。那他认为在11月3号这个大选过后呢，这一条已经通过的法令一定会被撤回。那现在就有一个99号法案，要他们已经获得了两倍于就是这个就通过，就是已经获得了两倍以上的这个签名来进行这项法案进行重审。那么他认为在11月3号呢，这一条肯定是会被撤回，因为我们需要有负责任的市民，因为这个需求是来自老百姓而不是政府的。那么对于平权法案呢，当然他认为我们是可以给一些没有机会的人呢提供更多的机会，但是一旦当你到同一个竞争水平的时候，你就要通过努力去竞争。他说作为州长，他说我不会强令企业或者什么组机构一定要去雇佣某些人，录取某些人，他们应该雇佣他们认为最好的人。那么关于枪支背景审查的问题呢，他说我的感受是，由于他是一个医生，所以他非常的关注精神健康，他不想成为一个制造悲剧的这样一个州长政府，所以他认为武器啊一定要在正当的人手中才能被拥有，所以他的观点是武器一定要在正当而不能被一些不该拥有的人去拥有。
我们知道您是来自古巴的难民，然后呢就是您的经历非常的不寻常，您能不能简单给我们介绍一下您的经历，就是什么时候从古巴到美国，然后您在古巴的经历对您的人生的影响大不大？
We know you are a refugee from Cuba. You have a very special experience. Could you please tell us something about your personal experience, such as when you came from Cuba to the US and what is the impact from your family to your life?
Yes, definitely. So I came from Cuba, and I have a very vivid memory of what big government was. Like I said, that's one of the reasons why I run, because I don't want us to end up like that government. We had a family that was big. We had a farm, and the government came and took it. My mother had her license taken away, and the teachers made us believe that the only God was the government, which was very hurtful for me. So I came to this country to find freedom. And I think that we are in the right place where hard work creates that opportunity. We went from, my mother and I went from Cuba to Spain. Then the Catholic Church asked for political asylum to the United States. And I grew up in Miami, where all the other Cubans are here in the U.S., went to high school in Miami and college at the University of Miami, and then to medical school in New York. And that was my American dream, to become a doctor and to help people. I worked for Senator Dole, which gave me the thought that the best gift to give back to America for everything it had done for me as a skinny kid that didn't have clothes and that didn't speak English was to be in public service and give back to the United States. So I'm very proud to be here running for governor. I'm very proud to have this chance to pay back America for everything it's done for me. It is very important for me that we defend the freedom that we have here. I was brought to Yakima to help start a medical school because I was always very politically involved in the medical profession and a leader that has led state and national organizations. So I came here in 2007 and fell in love with Washington. It is my home, and my wife is a homegrown Washingtonian girl from Ellensburg. So I am all in to make this state better. Make all our lives better.
他说呢，他是来自古巴，他对古巴还有着非常生动的记忆。那么他的记忆当中呢，古巴是一个有着庞大的政府的这样一个地方。那么他自己家竟然是原来有一个，他有一个大的家庭，他有一个农场，可是农场被政府就夺走了，他妈妈的执照呢也被政府拿走了，工作执照也被政府拿走了，这也是他来参加竞选州长的原因之一。他不希望他自己的就是让他就是这样一个大的政府能够这个存在，所以他就希望自己来竞选这个州长。那么因为在古巴的那个一些经历呢也就伤害了他，比方说他的老师呢让孩子们都相信上帝就政府才是唯一的上帝，老师会对孩子有这样一种指导呢，这就觉得他非常伤害伤人。然后他是一个移民了，所以他相信通过努力可以创造机会。那美国呢是一个充满自由的地方，他的母亲呢一开始就是到西班牙去，然后从西班牙呢又到迈阿密，他在迈阿密长大，然后读了迈阿密的大学，又去了纽约的医学院，然后追逐自己的美国梦，就是他想成为一位医生来帮助别人。那他还在一位参议员叫 Ron， 就是在他的好，他在参议员杜尔那边呢工作的经历也就让他见到了更多需要帮助的市民，有各种问题需要帮助的市民。那他觉得自己非常的骄傲能够来到美国这片土地，能够通过参选州长的方式来回报这片土地所给予他的一切。那他自己呢在 Yakima 那边，
您是不是要给我们那个华盛顿州的就是华人社区说一些话，就是华人呢也是少数族裔，就是 minority， 然后呢就是如果您希望我们华人的选民支持您的话，您想要跟他们说一些什么？
Could you please say something to the Chinese community in Washington State? Because we are immigrants, we are minorities. So if we want us to vote you, so could you please say something to us?
Yes, I definitely want to say that I am one of you, that I am a minority, that I am an immigrant, that I know what hard work is, that I know what good family values are, that I know the effort to leave our own country, to come here, to have a little piece of the American dream, to work hard to get it. And I feel a part of you. I feel that we are in the same boat, that we have the same ideals, that we want the same thing. And I will represent you well. I will listen. And I will take action to help our immigrants, the people that come here for that same American dream. I think that we're all in the same boat and that we have an opportunity like never before to finally unite this state and bring it into a brighter future. Let's stick together and let's make this unity together. It will be very historical, and I am asking for you to be a part of it. Thank you for your time, and thank you for your consideration. I think we will win together.
他说他绝对是感觉到他跟我们在一起，他是我们中的一员，因为他也是一位移民，因为他也是一位少数族裔人士。那他非常的了解我们的家庭观念、价值观，我们的美国的梦想，我们想要通过努力为自己创造更多的机会。他觉得我们是在同一条船上，我们有着共同的理想。他会作为我们的代表来采取行动。他会帮助移民，为我们创造更多的机会。他觉得，现在他看到了前所未有的一个机会。他说，让我们团结在一起，让我们站在一起。我们会创造更好的未来。
那我们今天非常荣幸的请到Dr. Lau Garcia 参加我们的专访，那么我们也祝愿Garcia 博士能够竞选顺利，然后最后能够高票当选。
Today we're very honored to have Dr. Lau Garcia to come to our interview. We wish you great successful in the primary election, and if you get finally get elected in the final, in the general election with a very high vote.
Well, thank you so much. It is my honor to be before the Chinese community. I really feel that we're on the same page, and I really appreciate the time that everybody has listened, and let's win together.
他说他非常的荣幸能够接受西雅图中文电台的专访，他说我们在是站在一起，一起创造历史，非常感谢大家的时间，感谢大家的收听。
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. All right, have a good night. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.